I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Embattled Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore was scheduled to appear in federal court today to try and have his ethics charges dismissed, but U.S. District Judge Harold Albritton abruptly canceled the hearing yesterday afternoon, saying his eventual decision would be based solely on legal documents. The Chief Justice is facing potential removal from office because of an administrative order he issued in January. The State Judicial Inquiry Commission says Moore encouraged Alabama's probate judges to disobey a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. Matt Staver is the founder of the Liberty Council and is representing Moore. He doesn't believe Moore should have been suspended in the first place.
If you are charged with anything from the JIC, you're automatically removed from office pending the trial. It's essentially guilty till proven innocent. And Alabama is very odd in having that provision. So we're challenging that so it doesn't disrupt other judges around the state of Alabama.
If the court doesn't make a decision on Moore's fate at that hearing, they'll hold a trial September 28th. Meanwhile, the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission is filing ethics charges against a West Alabama probate judge over a case involving her father's estate. The commission filed the charges against Greene County probate judge Erlene Isaac to the Alabama Court of the Judiciary yesterday. The JIC says Isaac violated judicial ethics when she presided over and failed to disqualify herself from the case over her father's estate. The commission notes that Isaac and her siblings were heirs to the estate. Her hearing will be Monday morning. And bass fishing is headed to the Huntsville area. The 21st annual Forest Wood Cup is taking place at Lake Wheeler today through Sunday. The winner will be crowned this year's top bass fisherman. Joe Opager is the head of public relations for the tournament. He says the contest will see all different sizes of bass, and the competition should be fierce.
Well, Wheeler Lake is a fantastic fishery. I mean, we're going to see a lot of bass caught, and we're going to see some big bass caught. If you can, you know, catch 5 3-pounders, you're going to be right in the hunt there at the end. There's some big bass in Wheeler Lake, and, you know, we're going to see some 6 7 8-pounders brought to the scale as well.
The winner will receive a grand prize of $300,000. Opager expects there to be close to 60,000 people at the event. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the lower 70s, a 50% chance of showers and storms across central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-70s, and a 60% chance of overnight scattered showers and storms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast with lows in the upper 70s. It's APR.